Hello and welcome to the Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of April 9. I am Joel Marshall. Joining me, as always, is my Winning Post colleague Carl Diorio. And Carl, we are recording this a little bit later than usual, but first thing Friday morning, and there'll be plenty of time for punters to tune in and hopefully find plenty of winners. First off the bat, well done to you for selecting Tavago or Tavago, whichever way you want to call it. Doesn't matter because it bolted in with the derby last week. And well, we're up to day two of the championships. Can you or myself even chime in with another big winner?
Hopefully, fingers crossed. That's the aim of the podcast. And probably used up all our good luck for the last for the next 3 months anyway. So fingers crossed, but we'll certainly be trying.
All right. As I said, day two of the championships is the big highlight, the centre of focus. 10 races again, 9 at black tight level, plus the provincial championships final, which is looking a bit like a Chris Lee's benefit, but we'll get to that soon. We will kick off with the Fernhill Handicap. Race 1 at Randwick on Saturday is over the mile. This is for the 2-year-olds, and maybe some of these are trying to press a late claim for the Champagne Stakes next week. I've gone 5 Obscure. I thought he was probably the best run in the Bayou last time out. He was hitting the line well. 2 Reinforced was probably the unlucky runner out of that race. 4 Crown Him also ran well, as did 1 Prized Icon. So that's the form line I've gone, 5-2-4-1.
Same Quinella for me. Obscure the beat Reinforced. I really like the way Obscure hit the line at the end of the Bayou. With the blinkers on, just got way too far back from that outside barrier. But I thought it was a good run to suggest or go close here. From Reinforced, it comes out of the Bayou. Resented racing between other runners, according to Brett Preble last start. 3rd number 1, Prized Icon, who is always thereabouts without winning. And for 4th number 6, Bring Me the Bling.
And of course, by the Bayou, we mean the Schwebevessence. These race names keep on changing, and we'll get to that even more down the track later on in the program with another race, big race name change. But race 2 is the South Pacific Classic. This is for the 3-year-olds listed race. Really good race this. Really intriguing race. Plenty of chances and some nice 3-year-olds engaged. I've gone 10 Shandana. I'm thinking she's probably Chris Waller's Queensland Oaks filly. And I think she'll run really well fresh. She'll get a long way back from that gate. But she's been trialling super. I like her from 3 Kimberley Star, suited by the wet ground. She's going well. 15 Dixie Chicks, a really good horse. Unknown on the wet. And is also going to get a long way back. And 1 cent Anna Lane. I tried to get a spot for Serene Majesty. I think she'll be ready to improve, but tough race. 10-3, 15-1, but I do like Shandana going forward.
It's that sort of race. I actually started off my top 4 with Shandana as a certainty to make it, but then I've left it out. And even Puritan, and there's a whole lot of other horses in the race. Serene Majesty, as you touch on, big improve of the 1400, but they've all not out in my top 4. I've gone with Sand Around the Lane. I thought the Zetative win was excellent. And then just no chance from that wide barrier behind Sudden Legend, who dominated from the on-pace position. Really looking for the 1400 now. The wet track shouldn't hold too many fears based on that Bendigo maiden win. So I've got it on top from 9 Tulsa, who didn't get into a good position in the Randwick Guineas, and I think that was a forgivable effort. Certainly can have it on the run prior in the CSAs. 3rd number 3, Kimberley Star, should just eat up the soft and heavy conditions, and is drawn to get a nice run throughout. And for 4th, I've put in number 15, which is Dixie Chick, and we've both included that one in a little bit of odds. I think Dixie Chick has certainly got a lot of upside.
Race 3 is the Provincial Championship Final. As I mentioned earlier, Chris Lees has a very strong hand. 8 runners of the 15, plus an emergency, should there be a scratching. Kim Moore chimes in with 3, so it's a really competitive race. Plenty of chances. In saying that, I've made my best bet of the day in this Better Not Blue. I really like him. He was very good first up, swept up out wide along with His Majesty, who had the benefit of a run, and I thought was really coming again on the line. Wet ground a plus for him. He's got good soft and heavy form. We're thinking definitely soft, depending how much rain we get, possibly even wetter, but definitely in the soft range. Better Not Blue will get back, but I think it'd be very hard to beat. From 11 Hetty Heights, I think she's going really well this prep. I've only included 1 of Chris Lee's in my top 4, but really you could certainly pick any number of 4 or 5 to put in. But I've picked 7 Danish Twist, didn't have much luck last start, and number 9 Unequivocal in for 4th, really strong winner. of her heat, two runs back. 2.11.7.9 for me.
While it's fresh in my mind, Damien Oliver, since August 2011, has had 130 rides in New South Wales just for three winners, two of those at even money. So, it's not a great record. Just something to keep in mind for... I'm sure Damien's obviously trying his best, and you need the horses underneath you.
He's got a pretty decent hand on Saturday, hasn't
he? Yeah, Lucia Valentina,
Petite for Lou Jamaica, and the other one I saw was Escadelia, who's going to be.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got a pretty good hand on Saturday.
So he might change that all up on the weekends. But I've gone with 5 Electric Power here for Chris Lees. He had 6 runners in this race last year. He's really attacked the race again this year. I thought Electric Power was good in that Wyong Provincial Championship race. It found the line behind Heavy Heights. It got held up. It found the line as well as the winner on that occasion. Heavy Heights is quite short in betting, and I think Electric Power probably risks... represents the value in the race. Certainly handles a rain affected track, and I think we'll get back and be swooping from that wide barrier. Got it ahead of number 11 Heavy Heights, so that heat is the form line I'm respecting. For third, I'm putting in number 3 His Majesty, who really hit the line hard after getting back from the outside barrier at Wyong. And for fourth, number 2 Better Not Blue.
Race 4 is the Percy Sykes Stakes. This is a group 3 for the 2-year-old fillies. I found this pretty tough, and certainly haven't got much confidence. I went for 9 Prompt Response. It was okay first up. I just thought she'd have a bit of room for improvement. She's been back to the trials with the blinkers on, trialled up pretty nicely. So I just thought she'd probably be aimed at this second up to beat 2 Miss Rock up from Victoria. She showed good ability in the spring. 5 Soviet Secrets, pretty honest, has had the benefit of a Sydney run and the blinkers go on. And 10 Genito backing up from last week's pretty good effort behind 2 good colts. 9.2.5.10.
So serene for me. Bumped into Extreme Choice on debut in the English Nursery. Then just slow out, never figured in the Witten, and changed stables from Gay Wardhouse to David Hayes and Tom Dabenig. And was really good, I thought, in the Breeders' Stakes at Flemington down the straight. It was, again, slow away from a inside barrier. Switched over their heels, got to that outside section, and ran the fastest final 600 behind Time for Roses, who dominated from the front and got it all her way. So I've got So Serene on top with a clean getaway from that wide barrier. It's beaten number 5 Soviet Secret, who's a competitive filly. Third, number 2 Miss Rock, who looked good in the recent jump out and really won well first up last campaign, the debutantes. And for fourth, number 3 Twist Tops.
Race 5 is the Arrowfield 3-year-old sprint, and a real cracking race this. Group 2 affair, plenty of hopes. I like Counter Attack. I thought he'd run really well here, Craig Williams, to take the ride. His fresh run was good. He was highly fancied in the Newmarket, of course, before being scratched just before the race. He then travelled back to Sydney the next week and ran and had a had the top late, and the race sort of didn't really pan out for him. I thought he kept finding the line well. Blinkers go back on. They went on in the spring when he won the Brian Crowley and then placed in the Coolmore. I like that, and I like the fact that he likes wet ground. So happy to back him each way from 8 Stellar Collision, who I think is still a bit underrated. 11 Gazzoni coming back in Trip. Wide gate, but she's pretty good, and 1 Japonas May certainly has to be included. Been running in very good company. The roughie to include now that he's got a run is 15 Speeth. There will be big odds. He's a good colt and he's been trialling well, so include him in your multiples. But my numbers are 3, 8, 11, 1.
100-1 Speeth. It's a remarkable price, really. I think he's certainly got to go in the multiples. I've got 3 Counter Attack on top. Well bred, and the family, I think, Red Tracer, Shell Scrape, they all handed the cut in the ground, and Counter Attack is no different. A heavy track winner. I thought the first up run in the Eskimo Prince was quite good behind Spill the Beans, and then just found the line nicely also in behind Sudden Legend last time, when it's quite hard to do what it did against the tempo. So I've got it on top from number 1 Japonas May, who's clearly the one to beat. It's got all the strong form lines through the Lightning, Newmarket and William Reid. Getting back against 3-year-olds at set weights, it's just a must. For third, number 7, which is Hellbent, overdue winner at Flemington down the straight. Actually started shorter than Counter Attack. It was odds on to win the Brian Crowley when it got beaten by Counter Attack 4 starts ago back in October. And for fourth, I've put in number 12, which is Petite Falou. Just a query on whether she can run out a strong 1200, but we'll find out on the weekend.
Race 6 is the Australian Oaks. This, of course, is for the fillies, 2400 metres. And we mentioned Damien Oliver, he will partner the favourite for the race, which is Jamaica, who's been running against the boys. I've left her out of my four, very close to putting her in for fourth, but you know, if you're taking quaddies, I think you've got to include her because she's racing really well. But I've gone three, Hanesta. Sort of jumped off last run, but I think she ran well enough in the Vinery, and I think I'd like the ground to be pretty testing, which it could be, and I think she's racing like a real stayer, 2400 to suit, so happy to have something each way on Hanesta to beat 7, Sophia Rosa, very smart Kiwi, should have a picket fence beside her name, did win the New Zealand Oaks and lost it on protest, I think she'll be a bit better for that run, 13, Happy Hannah, really good in the Vinery, and 2, Single Gaze, again, she was a query at 2000, she'll be a query at 24, but... Vinery winner, I think, is going to be included. 3, 7, 13, 2.
Very similar numbers for me. I've gone with Sophia Rosa on top. Really like this filly. She was a good first up winner over 1300 at Ellerslie. She fell on Boxing Day quite dramatically, and then backed up 6 days later, did a Lucia Valentina and won the Royal Stakes on New Year's Day. You know, you got to have a bit of intestinal fortitude to come through an experience like that. And even in the Royal Stakes, she almost fell again. She just got poleaxed on the home turn, got turns inside out, and did a great job to stay on her feet and then win the race by a length and a half going away. Two runs this campaign have been very good. Lost that race on protest last time. Bit wayward, a bit green, but she's got plenty of ability. So got her on top from number 3, Anesta, who'll thrive on the wet ground. 13, Happy Hannah, real filly with upside, thriving this campaign. And fourth, number 6, Valley Girl, who comes out of that Vinery stud. Even the New Zealand Derby run before that was quite good, hitting the line strongly behind Rangi Po. So I've gone 7, 3, 13 and 6.
Race 7 is the Sydney Cup, 2 miles. Chris Waller has a very strong hand, the first 3 favourites in betting, and I don't have a lot of confidence here. I've tipped him to trifecta it, but I've gone Who Shot the Barman. I think he's still pretty well in 57 to beat Grand Marshal and turn the tables on that horse from this race last year. 4, LeBron, hard to fault his form, and 7, Gallant, will be suited by a wet track. 1, 3, 4, 7.
I've gone with Galante on top, number 7. The French Group 1 winner over 2400 is a 3-year-old. All his wins on wet. The 2 runs that give me confidence was his run in the Hill Stakes 5 starts ago when he met Who Shot the Barman and Grand Marshal at level weights, and he finished alongside them. That was on a soft 7, so that was the sort of conditions he likes over 2,000 metres second up. And then last time in the Mannion Cup, he went forward. He gave a good sight second up over 2400. And he now meets Libran 2.5 kilos better for that race, and he'll be fitter and I think thrive over the 3200 on a bog track. So I've got him on top from 3 Grand Marshal, 1 Who Shot the Barman. You've got to have them in calculations. And for fourth, number 2, El Moonquith, who may not appreciate the bottomless track but has a bit of class.
Race 8 is the Coolmore Legacy Stakes, formerly known as the Queen of the Turf, but a really competitive race here. We've got full field, and Gay Waterhouse has really made this race her own of late, and her runner gets a run, Supara. So if you're sort of following the trends, she's got a pretty good record in the race. She might be worth a look at odds. She isn't in my 4, though. I've gone for a bit of value here. Number 13, Lady LaFay, has a bit to make up, certainly in ratings. Not well suited under this weight scale, but I think she's pretty promising. She was good first up, and last time out against the boys, and then last time with a big weight, sorry, first up, and then last time out was good against the mares. Hit the line well. Hugh Bowman to ride. I think she's got plenty of upside about her to beat 3 Azcadelia. She's the class, obviously, coming off a placing in the Doncaster. 6 Zanbar's going really well on firm, and you'd think she's even better on a ground with given it, so she's got to go in. And the 3-year-old Risque I've thrown in for fourth, giving another chance, coming back to a mile. A couple of roughies I'll be including in multiples are 8 Artistry, because I like her and she's a winner. And 11 Slightly Sweet just runs on, might slot a place. 13, 3, 6, 16.
Noble Protector for me at the price on an each way basis. Was a $5.50 chance in this race last year when finishing third behind Amanpour. Did cover extra ground in that race. Since then, things have gone a little bit pear-shaped. She failed in 2 spring runs, was spelled. She resumed in the Matreon Stakes. She'd lost the rider at the start. But she showed a great deal of improvement when completing the course, but also hitting the line hard behind Miss Rose DeLago, who ran her rivals ragged, carved out some good time. I think Noble Protector's effort to run seconds and close well from the second half of the field was excellent. And I think she represents the value around about $13 from number three, Azcadelia, who are on the back of that Doncaster placing last Saturday, must be respected. Third, number 16, Risque. I thought the Vinery Stud run was disappointing. Thought she didn't run out the 2,000, although subsequent reports reveal that she ran with the equivalent of a blister on her foot and was sore for a few days after that race. So perhaps be a bit forgiving of that run, and Risque does handle wet ground, so she might be the big improver from Barrier 5 with the lightweight. And for fourth, number 6, Zandar.
Race 9 is the centrepiece of the carnival, the $4 million Longines Queen Elizabeth Stakes. And we're missing Winks. Of course, she would have been the highlight. Didn't back up from her Doncaster win, but her omission really has opened the race up and has made it, a better betting race. And plenty of hopes. Really intriguing affair this year. I've gone for 12 Lucia Valentina. She was really good first up. She's been kept fresh going into this. Her 2,000 metre record is really, really good. Her record on wet ground's really good. Her second up record is poor. I think we can look beyond that. It's a different campaign. She's never been a 2,000 second up before. I think she's been just brought along a little bit differently this time in. 13 Rising Romance in for second. They've always sort of had similar careers. They're all sort of parallel to each other, and nothing wrong with her form leading in. Two Preferment, he's just in winning form, going for three Group 1s in a row, so I'm including him. And one Criterion, he showed good improvement second up as he needed to, and you'd think there'd still be a little bit of fitness improvement to come in him. 12, 13, 2, 1.
We should have our Ivanhoe's an early scratching in this race as well. Obviously hasn't come through the BMW run as well as Lee Friedman would have liked, and be curious to see if they press on to Brisbane or they spell that entire. But I've gone Lucia Valentina on top as well. For the reasons you outlined, I thought the Cornwall run was excellent. Carried 5 kilos more than Azcadelia, but ran a quicker last 600 in that race. I thought the run had plenty of merit. 2,000 metre suits on the wet track. Got it on top from 13 Rising Romance. Luckless in the BMW. Form prior was excellent. Represents the value around about that $26 mark. Third number one, Criterion. I think it's peaking at the right time. This will probably be his final run before retirement, and I think he'll give it a good shake. He's been heavily backed in fixed odds markets as well. And fourth, number two, Preferment. So same first four for us, 12, 13, 1 and 2 for me.
And race 10 is the Sapphire Stakes. This is for the fillies and mares, Group 2 level over 1,200 metres. And I quite like number 9, 2 Blue here at an each way price, around 20 to 1. She really took the next step last prep, was very consistent, had a second to Peeping on her resume, which is good form. Nothing wrong with her fresh run. She gave a really good kick and just knocked up the last 50 metres or so. She's got a super record on soft and heavy ground, and I think with 54 kilos, she's going to give you a great sight. Two Griante coming off a Group 1 win is obviously a leading player here, back to Mare's grade. Six Cradle Me, he's going to love that weight drop she gets, and she's going really well. Certainly can see her running a huge race. And 13 Secret Agenda just got too far back last week. Does take on the older mares, but I think she's better than that, and I think they'll press forward where she has done her best racing. 9, 2, 6, 13.
I've got Cradle Me on top. Last two runs over the track and distance were two wins over the males in the Razor Sharp and the Canterbury Classic. Had a bit of a freshen, trialled really nicely, and then has had absolutely no luck back against the mares and the Winona Girl and the Birthday Card Stakes. Held up both times badly and attacking the line once clear. Drops 5 kilos in weight, as you say, and it's a tough day, and you just don't know how the track's going to be playing by race 10. That's the only thing that kind of dampens my enthusiasm, but she on paper does look a really good bet. Got her on top from 8 Brook Road, who drops... just missed out first up and then hit the line okay in the Birthday Card. Is another one that drops in weight. Third, I've got in number 4, Sultry Feeling, who won the Birthday Card second up and had won first up prior over Peeping, who then came out and won the Coolmore. And for fourth, number 11, Private Secretary, best kept fresh and found the line nicely in that Winona Girl. I've gone 6, 8, 4 and 11.
All right, my best for the card is in the Provincial Championships final, Better Not Blue, race 3, number 2. And if I can have two joint value bets, I think it's a big day, so we can have two. Counter Attack, race 5, number 3, and at bigger odds, 2 Blue, race 10, number 9.
Best bet, Sophia Rosa, race 6, number 7, and the value bet, race 8, number 5, Noble Protector.
All right, moving on to the action here in Melbourne. We have a 9-race card. This has been transferred from Flemington to Ladbrokes Park, Sandown Hillside. And we have one black type race. It is the Listed Galilee Series Final. Race 6 on the card, over 2,400 metres, and here for Charlevoix should be very hard to beat. He's pretty well found in betting, but looks to have a bit of class, does this stayer. So I'm putting him on top from One Cool Chap, who beat a few of these at Caulfield. I thought 5 Skullduggery just got too far back in that race. He might settle a fair bit closer from a better draw. And number 6, Sarah Manock. Was a bit one-paced, sort of held his ground around the turn there at Caulfield, but I thought his last 100 metres suggested the 2400 would suit. So my number's a 4-1-5-6.
I'm going for Charlevoix as well. Hard to ignore that the last two efforts in the Autumn Classic and the Alistair Clark, both at Group 2 level, getting back and really attacking the line. 2400 looks ideal for the Son of New Approach. I've got it on top from 2 Pay Up Bro, who, well, was back wide and just covering all sorts of extra ground before peaking on the run last time behind Cool Chap. I thought the run had plenty of merit, and I think with a bit of a softer run, a slight drop in weight will run out a good 2400. Third, number 1, Cool Chap, who won that 2000 metre 3-year-old handicap at Caulfield, goes up in weights now. And for fourth, number 5, Skullduggery, who the rider said resented the blinkers, and those blinkers now have been removed for Sad Day's race. I've gone 4-2-1-5.
All right, best and value for Sandown. My best is Demonstrate. He's pretty short, $2.50 race 4, but I thought he looked one of the better bets on the program. Hit the line super at Mini Valley, first up behind Stellar Collision. He has a place in behind Palantino, of course, from the spring. 1300 looks perfect. And again, a couple that I like at value. Race 7, number 16, Rutigger. I thought first up, 1,000 metres, a bit short, but trialled okay and might just be one of those types, not a Malaguera in his class, but similar to that sort of, you know, always had ability and really turned it on last prep with 2 wins in much easier company. This is a tough test, but I thought he could run well fresh. And 16, Pure Pride, race 8, number 16, in a really good fillies race. Silent Edition, Lapty and Jackie's Joy, let her rip, all pretty handy fillies, but I think Pure Pride, and I know you like her too, I think she'll run a really good race at each way odds.
Yeah, very keen on the prospects of Pure Pride. Great price, $10, $11. Daughter of Shocking, she's bred to get a trip. I think she's headed towards the Australasian Oaks, and she certainly won't look out of place in a race of that nature. I think she'll be ultra competitive on the weekend. And race 7's the other race I'd like to touch on, and I think Shidell, number 3, and also Hard Romp, number 2. They look the main 2 chances in that one. Shidell's $3.60, Hard Romp is $8. I think you can attack the race by betting them both and hopefully jagging a profit there. Shidell was really good in that 9.55 race where the John McArdle horse, Bo Rather, really ran them along and broke 55 seconds. Shidell was wide the trip from its outside barrier, and that run was full of merit. Hard Romp has been trialling really well ahead of its first up assignment, has good wet track form, and I think represents the value in the race.
Moving on to Morphettville on Saturday, and a glimpse of their carnival starting to heat up with a pair of black type races, and they've attracted big capacity fields, both of them. Race 6 at the Manahai Classic, a listed sprint over 1,100 metres. And number 3, It Is Written, I think strikes his right level. He is in that race you were just talking about at Sandown, but not sure where he's going. Barrier 1 at Morphettville, and probably think this is a winnable race for him. I thought he would be hard to beat. 4, the Messina Nymph, is a gun first up mare, so I'm including her on that basis. 8, Exclusive Lass, is going well this prep. And 5, Nostradamus, interesting newcomer to the Philip Stokes yard. Has always had plenty of ability, can mix it up a bit, but respecting Stokes and Tournier combination. 3, 4, 8, 5.
Young with his ridden as well. It's around about $14. I think he's just got that reputation a little bit of as a non-winner these days, but his record stands with 10 wins from 58 starts. He's going to be dangerous from barrier 1. He's just going to get that beautiful suck run on the fence, and if he gets the gaps late, watch for him flying through with that Matthew L on the board, who has a good rapport with the horse. So got him on top from 4, the Messina Nymph, 6, Caracatus, is dangerous first up, And 5 Nostradamus, well, he'll be dangerous for the Philip Stokes Tanua combination and has got a good first up record. 3, 4, 6, and 5.
Race 7 is the Lalia Stakes. This is for the 3-year-old fillies. Pure Pride, a filly we just mentioned, has been scratched from the outside gate. 110's Court, going really well this prep. Thought she could be very, very hard to beat again from 8 Coerced Witness. Shocking draw, but always had a bit of time for this filly, and I think she can improve on her first up run. 15 Concubine, loved this filly's Damn Charm View. Used to have a go at her all the time. She was one of my favourites back in the day, and might have found a nice filly here, Concubine. She's toyed with her rivals last start, and step up in trip might suit. And 6 Turbo Miss from the Weir Yard continues to race very well. 1, 8, 15, 6.
Thames Court does look one to beat here. I've got it on top from 5 Sweet Redemption, who was good in behind in that Alexandra Stakes at Mooney Valley over the mile. For 3rd, number 3, Beluga Blue, who was placed in the Wakeful back in the spring. Fitter for the 2 runs this campaign. Hasn't been beaten all that far either time. Should get a nice run from Barrier 5. And for 4th, I've put in number 15, Concubine, for similar reasons as you outlined. I thought that Packnum win was quite impressive over 3 lengths. So I've gone 1, 5, 3, and 15.
And do we have a best and a value there?
Best is I love what she brings in the last race, which I thought was a really good win against the tempo last start. And prior to that, just got back in a really slowly run race and never figured behind Andron Dak. But that win over Grande Rosso, I thought that was quite strong. And she's $6. I think she's great at odds. And the value bet is in that sprint race that we touched on. It is ridden, race 6, number 3.
All right, racing at Doomben on Saturday. About to have a break of a couple of weeks. I think we've got the Toowoomba Cup day and Wheatwood day next Saturday. I think Sunshine Coast have the main Saturday after that. So a little bit of a break for Saturday racing for Doomben, which will be good. But decent program on Saturday as the carnival sort of starts to get close. We don't have any black type action, but a couple of three-year-old races. One for the fillies over 1350 and one for all comers over the 1050 have attracted pretty decent fields. My best bet is Magic Dallas in race 3. I only had the 2 runs for the Brian Smith Yard last prep for a win and a 5th over longer trips, but his 1200 metre record's good and his fresh record's good and he's really well placed with 53.5. I think he'll be hard to beat. And my value is Rainbow Lace in the 3-year-old fillies race over 1350. First up, she's unbeaten from 2 starts. She's a daughter of High Chaparral, trained by Harold Norman. She gets the claim for Sarah Eilbeck, 53.5. She'll roll forward and I think she's got a bit of class as filly. So we'll have something on her, Rainbow Lace. In race 6, Ascot Racing on Saturday in the West. There is one black type race, and it's only a 6-horse field. I don't really think it's a betting race, but it's a good clash. Race 2 on the card, the old Comrade Stakes it is. And the clash I speak of is between 4 Wink and a Nod and 3 Battle Hero. Wink and a Nod looks well placed at the weights, and just found the drop back in trip last time. Just found the leaders too speedy, but back up to a mile should be hard to beat. From 3 Battle Hero, 5 Terra Force, and 2 Young Lionel. My best last week was Sujet. He couldn't go early, didn't want to run, and then flew home for 5th, only got beaten 2 lengths. Steps up to 1400 on a quick backup. Race with a bit of depth, but we'll stick with him. Race 6, number 1. And my value, horse who I quite like the breeding of, and has won a trial. Race 1, number 4, Belter. Thought might be able to run a decent race on debut from a good draw, but not a lot of value elsewhere on the card. A lot of well-found favourites that should be hard to beat. New Zealand Racing on Saturday, and they have a really good couple of meetings. They have 3 meetings actually, Riverton, Trentham and Tiarawa. Tiarawa is where most of the focus will be on, and there is a Group 1, the New Zealand Thoroughbred Breeders Stakes. Really always is a good race for the mares at weight for age level. Plenty of chances here. I've gone for 8 Soubrettes. She's my value bet of the day. She's a nice daughter of High Chaparral, ran really good sectionals last start, and she's always suggested that she could win a good race. 6 Consensus, unlucky in the Group 1 last time out when placed behind Bulk Stock and Barrel, was sandwiched out of a gap in the last 100 metres. 10 Emily Monks flying this prep, and 7 Perfect Fit is as well, but does have a wide gate. Carla, we'll throw to you because mm-hmm. you do like one here, and I speak of number 1, Abide With Me, who interestingly is back to New Zealand, of course owned by Sir Patrick Hogan, had a good prep with Peter Moody, did win 1 race I think for him in the spring, and then went on to run well against the boys in Toorak and Rupert Clark, and set the two runs back from a spell, and now back to New Zealand.
That's right, and with a different stable now returning back to New Zealand. He's with the guys that have excellent.
Steve Aldridge, Jamie Richards.
Yes, the extravagant, sorry, not excellent. And the interesting thing for me, the bide with me, formerly Moody, and the first up run that was an internal bleeder, so you can just put a pen through that run. Glenn Boss got off and said that it needs the blinkers as well to produce her best. The blinkers went on at Bendigo. It was a very good run in a race of little change behind Nevis in the Bendigo Golden Mile. Since then, Velox has come out and won last Saturday at Mornington, albeit in a restricted race. But it's gone back to New Zealand now, third up in the race it was placed in last year, hitting the line hard and was the best swooper in that race. The thing with the bide with me that worries me a wee bit is that according to the New Zealand racing website, it does say that the blinkers have come off. Now, I'm not sure if that's just an anomaly with the website or if that's actually the case, because I would find it a wee bit surprising. But she's the class runner in the race, and I expect her to run well at the price.
All right, as I said, Soubrette's is my value. My best bet is the Incredible Hulk, which is race number nine. Super first up in a good race at Ellerslie, and then last time the apprentice went on, just got too far back, got back to last on the rails, had a checkered passage, and it was a bit of a non-event really. Barrier one on Saturday, Craig Grill, senior jockey, back on. I think we'll see the best of him. Certainly number one, seventh up, pretty talented, and looks the main danger. Trentham, my best is Valour, race six, number seven. Really improved nicely, second up in trip, and can go one better on Saturday. My value was a first starter who trialled really good, which is in race two, number seven, Amarata. Bomb the start, good six or seven lengths from the second last horse, went settling, and finished off well for third in a line of three, and wasn't put under much pressure. I really liked that. Was back in December. And seems going well. She's worth the bet in race two. Well, that just about takes us out for all of the action this weekend. Of course, don't forget to get out there and pick up your winning post. It'll be in all your news agencies right now. Carl, before we go, a $20 bet. Did you throw it on Tavago last week? I can't remember.
I can't even remember. I'll have to listen back.
Surely
to
we would have had some fan mail about it if you did.
Yeah, well, maybe no one listens, Joel. That's the worry. $20 bet. Let's go with let's go Noble Protector. Let's go race eight, number five, Noble Protector in the Cornwall Legacy.
Yeah, $20 bet is a tough one this week. I'm going to go $10 each way. Better not blue. Race three, early enough on the card to give us a bank for the big ones later in the day. That's at Randwick. Race three, number two. Okay, listeners, thank you for tuning in. Hopefully we found you plenty of winners, and we will be back next week with the preview podcast.